The U.S. dollar just hit a 20-year high. That's good news for Americans who may want to travel abroad or buy imported goods. It's not so good in other ways, though. One concern is that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates high to combat inflation, and that could make things more difficult for emerging market economies that have debt in dollars. Robin Farzad is host of NPR's podcast Full Disclosure, and he's here to unpack the issue. Hi, Robin.
Hi again, Lisa. How are you?
Good. So the dollar is the strongest it's been in 20 years. Why is it that people who travel overseas or buy goods from abroad will benefit the most?
Well, if we have a strong dollar and you go into a depressed economy such as Turkey, or imagine if you're, risque enough to go to Sri Lanka, you can name your own deal. You can just buy anything you want. The dollar is so strong against these currencies because, in large part, the Fed has been hiking short-term interest rates, but other countries have it worse than us. They're overwhelmingly dependent, for example, on Russia for their food and energy basket, and it's just a matter of relative health right now. The United States looks more hale than these economies, and so the money has flooded into our currency.
Okay, and keeping on these shores, good news for imported goods and travel, bad news for exports, which will cost more. Tell us about that.
Yeah, if you're the S&P 500, you have all these multinationals in it, General Electric, Coca-Cola, Honeywell, Boeing. They love to sell their wares abroad, I think to the tune of half of their revenue. But if they have to send these sales back to the United States and convert them back to dollars, they take a hit in the local currency. So you don't want that kind of volatility. All things being equal, it's one of the dirty secrets in policy and politics in the United States. We actually like a weak dollar because it helps our exporters.
And then there are countries, you started to mention, whose economies could take a hit because they have big dollar loan debt. Tell us about how that works and offer some examples if you can.
Yeah, when we have this chronic zero interest rate policy and things are kind of draggy here by design, the Federal Reserve wants you out there taking risks and investing and opening property, plant, and equipment. And there are people out there that take the zero yielding, U.S. currency and then invest it abroad. And then you see emerging markets play into that. They have dollar denominated debt. They can sweeten the pot and say, hey, you're looking for yield? We have it for you. The problem is when rates shoot up in the United States and that money sluices overseas again, these countries have a very difficult time servicing that debt. For example, if you thought you had four or five currency units to a dollar now and it's 15, it's just prohibitive to pay it back. And so the likes of Sri Lanka, Pakistan, which is dealing with brutal flooding, Egypt, Turkey, none of them really have financial self-determination when the dollar is so strong.
So more purchasing power for Americans with a high dollar may hurt the global economy and could potentially hurt the U.S. in the end, as much as there are benefits?
Yeah, we love the benefits. Look, I think I went to Spain at the turn of the century. It was a hoot to have, a dollar worth more than a euro. And that the parity has kind of happened all over again, and now we're past parity. But this has its own kind of self-limiting factor. When a dollar stays strong for too long, the trade balance, the trade imbalance becomes insufferable for us. And we want a mean revert. We want to go back to some sort of weakness. These things don't last too long. But right now, the Fed is telegraphing that we have a lot of tightening ahead of us and austerity. So you have emerging economies, especially, that are really thinning on tenterhooks.
Robin Farzad, host of NPR's podcast Full Disclosure. Robin, nice to talk to you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.